This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Joining us once again on today's show, we are with Dr. Daniel Toogood. He has been practicing for 30 years, and he has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. He has just released his fourth book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. Dr. Toogood, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So what is the difference between pain and chronic pain?
Yeah, that's what I talk about in my new book, which is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. We all know what pain is. We've all bonked our head, stubbed our toe, cut yourself, burned yourself, strained your back, twisted an ankle, etc. So we all know what pain is. We know that it hurts and that it's inflamed, and that it hurts for a reasonable period of time, and then all on its own it heals. It goes away without us doing anything. That's normal pain. Sometimes with normal pain you have to take an aspirin or use ice or heat or go to the chiropractor or even have surgery, but it solves the problem and you recover. That's regular pain. Chronic pain feels exactly the same, and because it feels exactly the same, it's treated exactly the same, and that's the mistake. That's why conventional medicine is ineffective in treating chronic pain. So chronic pain hurts, and it's caused by inflammation. The problem is it just doesn't go away. And so this inflammation doesn't proceed to healing like it does in regular pain. Something keeps feeding this inflammation over and over and over again. And so the discovery I've made is that chronic pain is chronic inflammation that's being fed by pro-inflammatory substances that we ingest in our food, food additives, supplements, and medications. And that's why, you know, if you have an owie and you take an anti-inflammatory like Aleve or Advil or aspirin or ibuprofen, those substances are anti-inflammatory substances and they lower the level of inflammation in your body so that your pain is less. These substances that I've discovered in foods, food additives, supplements, and medications are the opposite. They're pro-inflammatory. So when you consume these specific substances, you feed inflammation and the pain doesn't go away.
Really interesting. Now, what are some of these pro-inflammatory substances that do cause pain?
Well, I tipped my hand when I wrote my first book back in 1991, and it was called No Milk. The most common cause of chronic inflammation, which is chronic pain, which there are many diagnoses. It can be fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic back pain, migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis, etc. There's a long list of chronic disorders that don't respond to conventional medicine. Most of those are caused by one specific protein. It's in a food group. It's called casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. That's the main protein found in, like I said, milk and dairy foods. So milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, cottage cheese, all those foods contain a substance called casein, which is the pro-inflammatory substance that feeds most chronic pain. It sounds kind of simple, but it's absolutely true. Casein also exists in the form of caseinate, which is a form of the protein, and that's in a lot of foods that are called non-dairy, like coffee creamers, Cool Whip, that kind of thing. So it's dairy foods that cause most chronic pain.
And that's pretty painful when you love those dairy products. Now, I've always heard that milk is good for you as well. Why is this a problem?
Well, that's been the issue for many years. Milk is a huge part of the standard American diet. When I was growing up, it was one of the essential four food groups that you had to consume in order to be healthy. So it's an uphill battle. We've been fighting it for many years, those of us who have seen that despite the fact that most doctors and society considers milk an essential for strong bones and healthy kids, actually cow's milk is specifically designed to be the perfect nutrient for baby cows. And as a result, when humans consume cow milk, there can be problems. It's highly allergenic. A lot of the symptoms in infant are visible in infancy, and that is recurrent ear infections. That's almost always milk allergy is what that is. The croup or a cough, growing pains, nosebleeds, bedwetting, those are acne. Those are all classic symptoms of milk allergy in children. In adults, it manifests itself more as neck pain, back pain, headaches, sciatic pain, carpal tunnel, and cardiac disorders. So despite the fact that we are told that milk and dairy foods are healthy, they are responsible for 50 to 75% of all cases of chronic pain. And in order to solve chronic pain, that's one of the first steps you have to take to completely eliminate casein in all of its form in milk and dairy foods and in dairy and non-dairy foods that contain caseinate.
Today we are with Dr. Daniel Toogood. He has been practicing for 30 years and has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. He just released his fourth book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. He's joined us once again on eHealth Radio's Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Toogood, what are some other things that can cause chronic pain?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the first one I want to tell you about is the most powerful cause of chronic pain. While casein in milk and dairy foods is the most common cause of fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and other forms of chronic pain, here's one of my observations. And by the way, everything that I talk about in the book, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days, is based on observations. It's not theoretical. This is what I've seen in practice. I have found the on-off switch to pain, so these are the substances that cause inflammation and therefore chronic pain. Casein in milk and dairy foods. Now, every person that I've seen who reacts to milk and dairy foods with some form of chronic pain, they all of them also react to chocolate, only the reaction is worse. So I tell people chocolate is the most powerful cause of pain. The inflammatory reaction to chocolate in many, many people is very radical. And a lot of people, and if you think in your heads and go back in your past, and a lot of people have chronic conditions like back pain that come on for no apparent reason. They didn't lift up anything heavy, they didn't have an accident, yet they wake up one morning and boom, they have back pain. How can that be? That's because pain is more chemical than it is physical. And when I see severe pain that came on for no apparent reason, you can bet that chocolate was consumed usually within 24 hours of the pain coming on. So milk and dairy foods and chocolate are kind of grouped together, and that's the most common cause of pain. After that, there's a toxic substance called monosodium glutamate, and many of you listeners have heard of it. We call it MSG for short. It's infamous for its use in Chinese food. It's a food additive. It's a flavor enhancer that stimulates the taste buds and makes food taste have a stronger taste, whether it's sour, beefy, porky, salty, whatever it is. But it's a nerve toxin that once it gets into the bloodstream, some of the most common symptoms are migraines, carpal tunnel, sciatica, irritability, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, heart attacks. It's a very, very powerful nerve toxin. It's also in foods like top ramen, cup of soup, cup of noodle, most processed meats like sausage, hot dogs, tuna fish, chorizo, kielbasa. So more people should know about it. A lot of people think it's been banned, but I wrote a little book about it in 1997 called MSG is Everywhere. And that's because if you eat in restaurants and eat processed foods, you're very likely to get some MSG, and many restaurants use a lot. It's different than the dairy foods. If you're sensitive to dairy foods and chocolate, you have to eliminate that 100% because every little dose will get you. MSG is dose dependent. It's like alcohol. If you have a sip or two of alcohol, you might not notice anything, but if you have enough of it, it'll kill you. And that's the same thing with MSG. MSG is a toxic substance. And after MSG, there's aspartame, which is very similar in structure. That's the sweetener that's used in most diet sodas. It's also in all chewing gum. It's in Equal, NutraSweet. It's a nerve toxin also that should be avoided. Although, as I go down the list of these substances, aspartame is not nearly as common at causing chronic pain as milk and dairy foods and chocolate and MSG. Those are the big three. After aspartame, the next one is another allergen that many of you have heard of. It's called gluten. It's very popular right now. And even though many, many people are motivated to try to avoid gluten, it's not nearly as common in causing chronic pain as milk and dairy foods and chocolate and MSG. Gluten is the main protein, in case you don't know, that's in wheat. And that means in order to avoid gluten, you eliminate all bread, pasta, cakes, cookies, crackers. Again, something that goes against conventional knowledge that says that wheat and whole grains are essential for health. About 10 to 15% of people who suffer with chronic pain are sensitive to gluten. And many people who are sensitive to gluten are also sensitive to the milk protein casein. So while it's very popular now, it's not nearly as common as like I said, the dairy, chocolate, and MSG. And the last one on the list, it's a short list, is a big group of substances called medications, pharmaceuticals. If you watch the TV commercials at night on primetime TV that advertise drugs, they're all the same. The first 10 or 15 seconds is about how wonderful the drug is, and the last 45 to 50 seconds, up to 2 minutes, are about the serious side effects that can happen. And so all drugs are poison that cause side effects, especially the cholesterol pills. If you're taking something like simvastatin or lovastatin or Zocor, Lipitor, Mevacor, Gemfibrozil, Zetia, I've had to become knowledgeable about drugs in order to practice, because many people come into my office, my chiropractic office, suffering with sciatic pain, weakness in their legs, lower back pain, or upper back pain that's caused just by the medications that they're taking, and it's usually the cholesterol pills. So while the conventional medics, the ones who can't solve chronic pain, would have you believe that you have to take cholesterol pills in order to be healthy, it's absolutely not true. They are the worst pills on the market. So there's the short list of the allergens and toxins that cause chronic pain. And it sounds simple, but it is difficult if you avoid these substances. It takes some diligence. But the book is called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. That's significant because in order to clear the system out of these pro-inflammatory substances, it can take up to 90 days. Most people, though, will see changes in their symptoms within 30 days. So my book is the blanket approach. It says eliminate all of these things for 90 days. Most people, though, if they just eliminate dairy foods and chocolate, that'll solve most of their problems. Many people, you have to go down to MSG, some people to aspartame. So that's the short list of substances, and I think that's not common knowledge to people, and that's why I want to share it with everyone who will listen.
Definitely good stuff. How can our listeners learn more?
Well, you can go to my webpage where I put little posts about different conditions like headaches. Headaches is up there now. Headaches are very, very simple to solve. They're basically find out the substance that's causing the reaction and eliminate it. But if you go to my webpage, which is the name of my book, www.chronicpaingone90days.com, you'll get a lot of information. You can order the book from there. But you can also take down this number, which is 760-961-6030, and you can order my book there. You'll get an autographed copy, plus you will get a free copy of the book I wrote back in 1997 called MSG is Everywhere. You can also Google me, Dr. Toogood. My name is spelled T-W-O-G-O-O-D. You can also email me at drtwoogood@aol.com if you have any questions or comments. So I'm available for talking to your groups. My book is out there. I think the information is vital for most people who suffer with chronic pain.
As always, very informative. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Toogood. He has been practicing for 30 years and has discovered what causes chronic pain and how to get rid of it. He has just released his fourth book, as he mentioned, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. And the website of reference, once again, is simply chronicpaingone90days.com. Dr. Toogood, thanks so much for joining us again here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Have a good day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.